The scripture comes to us from a time when Jesus went apart into the wilderness to prepare himself for the ministry that he would soon begin. Beginning with the 4th chapter of Luke in the 14th verse. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. Jesus unrolled the scroll and found the place where these words were written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. I love this next verse, because this is the homeboy who's come and just read this. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed upon him. Then Jesus began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." May God add his blessings to the reading and hearing of his word, the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I've entitled this sermon, Upside Down, Inside Out. Upside Down, Inside Out. When I was a kid, my grandfather died. And like any of us, when we want to really know what's going on and we're kids, we try to listen in when our parents are on the telephone. You guys seeing some nods? We do that. And I overheard my mother talking with her friend. And she said, "Polly, my life has turned upside down and inside out." Now, I got to tell you, I would have never known that. My mother was not one to share tears. I did not inherit that part of who she is. Tears come freely and sometimes too freely for me. But for my mom, it seemed like life was going on as usual. But I was relieved because I was a kid and my life seemed to turn upside down and inside out. It was my grandfather, it was her father. When there is significant change in our lives, that's what happens. Our world seems to turn upside down and inside out. When our perspective is turned upside down, it's usually confusing. It's sometimes not very comfortable. Things look different. Things feel different. Things are different. And that can be with good change, and it can be with not so good change. Have you ever fallen in love? Our lives turn upside down and inside out. And if that love leads to marriage, marriage turns our lives upside down and inside out. We begin to think in not just a one, but in two. And forever after, we make decisions out of a couple stance. If we have children, oh my gosh, our lives are turned upside down and inside out. I remember a wonderful friend. When she was pregnant, she and her husband were talking about their child and what their life would be like, and they were telling us that their Sunday morning routine would continue. Their Sunday morning routine was very leisurely. They had gourmet coffee. They read the newspaper. They went to the 11 o'clock service. But they had significant quality couple time. Ha! We have children, And I watch some of you with small children fall asleep in the service, and I understand. It's called sleep deprivation. And sometimes we get to church and we're a wreck. We ought to serve coffee in the sanctuary, to be honest. Our lives turn upside down and inside out. Illness. Diagnoses. Accidents. Death. Turn our lives upside down and inside out. Opportunities. Choices to be made. A wide variety of things that impact us turn our lives upside down and inside out. And one of the great secrets, we try to keep that from each other. And we just do. And I will tell you this morning, in this very room, are people whose lives have been, are being, or will be turned upside down and inside out. 2 weeks ago, a 7.2 earthquake erupted in Haiti. I wrote our call to worship with Haiti in mind. And it's from the Psalms that go way, way back. But think about what has happened in our world in these 2 weeks. Not all of us, probably few of us, are personally impacted by Haiti. Just raise your hand if you have a loved one in Haiti or are personally impacted. And Matt is, your grandfather. Any others? Dave. Okay. All right. Okay, friends, colleagues. We have Charlie Ryder is not here at this service. Charlie and Flossie's son has been deployed to Haiti. Okay, a sponsor from your small women's group is from Haiti. Okay. There are those of us very personally impacted. But let me tell you how our world works. What turned Haiti upside down changed our world as well. Do you remember what we were obsessed with in the media 2 weeks ago? We had a national debate going on for the need for full body scans. And now, we're looking for bodies. We'd give anything for something that could scan the presence of a body. It wouldn't matter what they had on their body. Remember how obsessed we were over keeping airlines and America airspace terrorist-free? Now we're seeing pictures of airplanes, taking equipment and medical supplies and personnel to help the country. Remember our sending our troops into countries armed with latest weaponry. Instead, we're deploying troops into a country with food and water, medicine, rescue dogs, moving equipment, etc. Also being turned upside down are compassionate hearts in response. And isn't that the case? When our lives are impacted by an earthquake, physical or otherwise, and our world is turned upside down and inside out, I will tell you it is prayer that helps center us. The scripture reading this morning was of Jesus beginning his ministry. What he did before he entered into that synagogue was he had spent time apart with God. What Christ did before he moved into the cross, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, centering himself and prayer with God. There is a pattern in our living of centering ourselves with God, which empowers us and sustains us when our lives are turned upside down and inside out. Prayer is an ongoing. Prayer is a search for meaning. It's that search for connection with God. Thomas Aquinas says that we were created to seek God. And it is only in the seeking, the experience of God, that our souls find rest. Thomas Merton put it like this, as he talked about a hunger for God. Merton says, "Who am I?" And I responded, "I am myself, a word spoken by God." Our hunger for God is always. Our need for God is always. When our worlds are upside down and inside out, we simply become more aware of our need for God. As I thought about this service, I realized I wanted to do it a little differently. And what I've just said is about what I'm going to say to preach this morning. We're going to do the rest ourselves. Because we need to pray. We need to be close to God. We need to, as a congregation, periodically humble ourselves and, as a community, center ourselves in His presence. It reminds us of whose we are. There are many leadership teams in this church that I have great, great appreciation for. The prayer team has very personally sustained me and a number of us through these last months. During Lent, we will be learning more about the prayer shawls that are on the Prayer Doo, the prayer kneeler. We'll be using those, but I needed them to be here this morning. We need them to be in our sanctuary to remind us how we need to cloak ourselves in prayer. Always. Always. But especially when our lives are turned upside down and inside out. We'll be using some prayer cards that you have in your hand. What I'd like to ask you to do is pull it out. We're going to sing a hymn of preparation. I want you to read the scripture on your card. And as we sing, I'll give you a few moments afterwards to reflect on what this scripture may mean to you, what gift it may be in your life this day, and the prayer on the back. But just stay seated and let's prayerfully sing together. Be still, my soul. Look at the card in your hands and look at the scripture. It's a gift of God's love for you for this day. I don't know what's happening in your life this day and how this card may touch you, but what is the gift that it gives to you this day? What you do is for just a minute talk with each other about what has gotten kicked up in you about this card, about that scripture, about what's happening in your life, and then take a moment to pray the prayer on the other side. And the logistics of this is one person share the prayer or a prayer that you would wish to pray, and then let the other person share the card and a prayer. Let's be in a time of sharing and praying. I'm going to ask us to focus together for a communal time of prayer. What I'm going to do is I will mention an area of prayer concern and let you, just wherever you are, lift up names. You don't have to. You may lift it up privately, but if names or situations come to you, please lift them up. The first is, let us be in prayer for those who are in leadership in our country, in our church, in our world. Oh God, you've heard these names in our hearts or verbally. It is a very difficult task to be a leader. Leaders sometimes fail. Leaders are never able to do all that they wish or hope to do. We are grateful for leadership within our church, our country, and around the world. And, oh God, we ask you to undergird them, protect them, bless their families who share the time and energies of their family member who's involved in leadership. God, especially, we lift up to you the leaders of this church. Surround their hearts with love and empower them, restore them, renew them. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Let us be in prayer for those who are in other parts of the world. Holy Father, it is hard to be away from home, especially when it's a long time. We lift to you these names of our hearts and on our lips of those who live and are working away from home, military, our children, our brothers and sisters. We lift up to you brothers and sisters around the world who are in stress and distress in Haiti, in Africa, in India. Thank you, Lord, that your love stretches beyond nationalities and that your compassion moves irregardless of a nationality. Hear our prayers. Amen. Let's lift up before us persons who've no great joy this day. Are there those in our midst or those that you would lift that you are in times of great celebration this day? Oh God, we rejoice with those who are in a season of their lives of new beginnings and accomplishments. We rejoice with those who have experienced healing, who have great joy in restored relationships or new relationships. We rejoice with those this day who have food and clean water. Thank you, God, for the many ways you bless us and help us know of the joy of others. It helps balance us out, Lord. Amen. Two other areas I want to lift up for us this day. One are those who are facing needs and specific needs. God asks us to bring to him specific needs, and sometimes we don't. One of the specific needs that I'm aware of is the upcoming Day of Pampering. The Day of Pampering is a gift from the heart to other hearts. And Lisa and I were actually emailing in the wee hours of last night this morning, and registration is now closed, not by need, but by what we can offer. We've stopped at 60 and are taking names on a waiting list. This is pampering. It's showing kindness to those who give so unselfishly of their lives in chronic and difficult situations. Specific needs that we still have, and I lift up to you for your prayerful consideration. If you know someone who can respond, if you yourself can respond, we still need two or three persons to do eyebrows, one or two to do hair, four to do nails, two or three to do makeup. Probably okay with massage therapist, okay. We need four table hostesses still, and set up or tear down crews. and lots of people to pray. Another specific area of need I'm aware of is in Haiti. And Eric, you want to give us a brief response of, you've been in the news recently, so I know you know about it. Let us pray. Oh God, you have enabled us and created us to be able to give. Thank you for the opportunity to do so. We ask your blessings on those who will receive in the day of pampering, those who will receive health care kits and supplies in Haiti, those who receive the outstretches of compassion and love in whatever forms they take. God, I know in this congregation there are people who receive every day specific care that have come at the direction of your hand of mercy and compassion and love. We also pray for those who will be providing, for our lives are forever changed when we companion with someone in need. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to give in your name. Amen. There are those this day who are struggling with illness, with difficult health diagnoses. Let us bow before God. God, we have lifted just a few of the many whose names I know are in our hearts this day. For all of us know individuals who are struggling with health issues and scary diagnoses. God, I don't like sickness. I just don't like it. I hate it. And I'm not alone. For when people we love hurt, we don't understand it. And we don't like it. And yet one of the truths we know from your scriptures is that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Sickness falls on just and unjust. And no one likes it. And Lord, we could not make it through without your presence. And so in spite of our difficulty with diagnoses and sickness that none of us want or want for our loved ones, oh God, we trust and we know that you are faithful and you will support us. And that ultimately you move in every way that we need. And the most glorious thing of all is that you bring us home to you when our bodies no longer work. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. We ask your blessings upon these and others who are in times of confusion as their worlds have gotten turned upside down and inside out. And may we be faithful to companion these our loved ones and friends. In your Son's holy name we pray. Amen. There are those in our midst who know grief. And I'm just going to pause for a moment and let you just mention names of those in your world who have known loss. Oh Lord, where the earth may feel more rocked by the absence of those we love who are no longer with us, the heavens are brighter. O God, be with us on this earth as we struggle to reframe what normality is when we have loved ones who are no longer living on earth. And into your safe keeping, we rejoice that their spirits are eternally cared for in pure love. Bless those of our community who are in times of sorrow and transition. In your Son's holy name we pray. Amen.